Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Plenty of texts in on 51551 for our gardening item coming up in a few minutes' time with Marie Staunton and Dermot Gavin. Do please keep them coming in, though there's never enough or never too many of them. For all of your queries for Dermot and Marie, we'll get to that in about 10, 15 minutes probably. Young unvaccinated people are being told not to travel abroad this summer. Speaking last night, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Holohan had this to say.
So irrespective of the reason that you haven't been if you haven't been vaccinated, you're not protected. So, and if you're not protected, and you should be protected, then you shouldn't travel. People in that age group, they simply haven't had an opportunity. They can't do anything about the fact that they're not vaccinated. They just haven't been offered a vaccine. Mm-hmm. And yet we're saying to them, we advise against non-essential travel. There are many, many people in that age group. And I think the 19 to 24-year-old age group in particular will be among that age group. If they are not vaccinated, we'll be advising for the foreseeable to not travel.
In a moment, I'm going to speak to one person in that age group, but let's just start first with Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go and president of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Paul, I could be wrong, but I can't imagine that you're seeing a huge amount of Leaving Cert holiday bookings, are you?
No, Philip. Like, demand is not strong to book holidays at the moment from any cohort. Like, demand and consumer confidence in international travel is low because of what's happened over the last 15 months. But something like the digital COVID certificate, which covers vaccination, a negative COVID test, or recovery from COVID, is a very clear path that the EU have decided on in terms of a safe reopening for international travel.
And when would you have expected, or in the normal course of events, would you have seen Leaving Certs booking those holidays?
Oh, like the Leaving Certs, as soon as they go back to school late August, September, book for the following year. So for the most part, they haven't been booking because there was no option. But we don't expect to see a huge demand from that cohort this year because international travel, all of the restrictions and all of the fines fall away from the 19th of July, and the digital COVID certificate comes into play from the 19th of July. So the great thing is, if we look at the reverse of what the CMO is saying, vaccinated people traveling within the EU from the 19th of July have no tests requirement, no hotel quarantine, no traffic lights, no emergency brake situation, as is the case with the UK and Portugal. That won't apply within the digital COVID certificate domain.
Okay, but we are talking about vaccinated, fully vaccinated people who have got the second jab as long as a fortnight ago. And that's just not something that's really on the cards for anybody under the age of, well, possibly 30.
Correct. But if we separate out the vaccinated, they have effectively freedom to travel without tests from the 19th of July. The digital COVID cert provides for three things: vaccination, negative COVID test, or recovery. So those people who are not vaccinated under the EU-approved scheme by the 27 member states, if they have a negative COVID test result, they can travel. And in Ireland, we're insisting that that test result is PCR, as was evident this week from NPHET and the CMO at the Joint Oireachtas Committee. So if we are insisting that non-vaccinated people, so under 30 who are unlikely to be vaccinated, apply for a digital COVID cert, which they can do so on the grounds of having a negative COVID test result. And in Ireland, we're saying that's PCR. I'm confused as to why we would then be telling those people that they cannot travel. Travel restrictions are gone. Digital COVID cert is in. If they have a negative COVID test result, they can travel. It's up to them. And I understand the public health issue around vaccination, that is far better position to be in. But these people are not going to have been offered a vaccination.
Okay, well look, let's leave the epidemiology to the epidemiologists and let's just talk about your business. It is hard for families to separate out the unvaccinated under 18. I'm wondering, are you seeing an impact on family holiday bookings as a consequence of that?
Yes, because for exactly the same reason as that cohort from 18 to 30 are not going to be vaccinated. Children from 7 up to 17 are not going to be vaccinated. Children 6 years and under are exempt from the digital COVID certificate. So families are concerned. But, you know, that leaves it in terms of a choice for the family. Families are not booking in terms of volume. And in general, travel is not booking across travel agents in Ireland at the moment. But that is down, I think, to consumer confidence and to an element of confusion around what the digital COVID certs mean. So what we have to do is get the message out there very simply and straightforwardly as to who can travel. And the digital COVID cert is not a vaccination certificate. It was designed in such a way that we were not to discriminate against people who were not vaccinated. We were to offer them the alternative of negative test results or recovery from COVID. So in the case of families, yes, it is tough, Philip, because the children are not going to be vaccinated. So parents have to make a decision. You know, our behaviour in Ireland for the last 15 months has been in compliance with public health guidelines. If we go on holidays abroad, we're more likely to be outdoors more. Our behaviour is not likely to change. It's highly unlikely that we're going to, you know, be in an environment within the EU that has a higher level of infection than Ireland, because let's face it, all EU member states are buying vaccine from the same pot. So all EU member states are being vaccinated at the same level. So for a family, yes, there is a risk. Of course there's a risk, but there's a risk with everything in life. But they need to balance that risk and say, well, our behaviour here has meant the children were not infected, so our behaviour when we're abroad is likewise.
Okay, Paul, let me bring in one of the people to whom Tony Holohan was speaking pretty much directly. Chelsea Farrell, current Miss Ireland and a student in Dundalk Institute of Technology. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning, how are you?
You may have been disappointed by what Tony Holohan said last night, but I can't imagine that you were surprised, were you?
No, I wasn't. And I have so much respect for Dr. Holohan, however, I do think the advice that he gave last night was extremely insensitive. And again, he's singling out the age group of 19 to 24-year-olds, which, yes, it is inevitable that the cases are going to be high among that age group, but the majority of the age group is unvaccinated, so that's not their fault.
At different times throughout the course of this pandemic, they've had to hone the message differently for different age groups. Is it not fair enough that at this point in time, given where we are, that he should hone his message, especially for you and your generation?
No, I don't really think so, because at the end of the day, there's 30 and 40-year-olds who've been offered their vaccine and who have turned it down. So it's not fair for them to still be going abroad and then for 19 to 24-year-olds to be told, well, you haven't had your vaccine and you're not allowed to go. But there's a 30-year-old allowed to go who turns down their vaccine. So I think if he was going to give out that message, he should have given it out as a whole instead of singling out a certain age group, because the majority of that age group will be sensible abroad. They'll follow their guidelines like they have done throughout this whole pandemic. They're not all going to go over there and cause havoc. They are going to stick to it. And as Paul was saying, they are going to get their PCR tests and follow all guidelines that's given to them. So it should not have been emphasised that just because they aren't vaccines, they can't travel, because obviously that is not the case.
Okay, well, what should he have said then?
I think as a whole, he probably should have just focused on the message being given out that if you are unvaccinated, there's a higher risk if you travel abroad. However, if you do have your PCR test and you're willing to quarantine when come back if necessary, then it's your choice to travel. Everybody has a choice. And as Paul said there, everything in life comes at risk. Of course, if you're travelling abroad, there's going to be a risk that you might contract something or something could happen. But at the end of the day, there's always risks, and it's an individual responsibility if they want to get their PCR test and travel.
And on an individual level, given particularly as somebody who is in or trying to be in a third level institution, given everything that you have been through the course of the last 14, 15 months, would you really feel comfortable getting onto a plane now and spending 3 hours in the company of people who you just don't know where they've been or what precautions they have or haven't taken?
Yeah, I personally probably wouldn't, but I can't speak for all young people. Young people have suffered so much in the last year with their education, socially, their physical health and their mental health. So it is their choice if they want to take that risk. But at the end of the day, if they're taking all the necessary precautions, then they're doing nothing different than everybody else that is fully vaccinated is doing. If they have a negative test result, then they're fine. And that's the way I look at it.
How are people thinking about having an end-of-term blowout in Dundalk IT?
Do you know what? I actually only finished up 2 days ago, and to be honest, there's nothing really in the pipeline because nobody knows
nothing
what we're
at all.
No, there's nothing, because at the end of the day, everyone was kind of planning little trips away and stuff. And when you're looking into prices in Ireland, like, students can't afford to pay €1,900 or €1,500 for a weekend in Ireland. But if you look it up online, you can get a week in Tenerife for €500. So students as well can't afford to do staycations and afford to stay in Ireland for holidays. So that's another big problem. But then obviously Dr. Holohan came out and said this yesterday. So everyone's plans are kind of on hold because nobody knows now what
you must actually be wondering at this stage, Chelsea, if you're in college at all.
Yeah, and that's the truth of it because, you know, I've been online all year, so I don't feel like a college student. But yes, I'm after passing my first year and passing all my placements, but I haven't even set foot on campus. So we have suffered so much, and it's not fair to continue to pinpoint this age group when we've already suffered enough throughout the whole pandemic.
Okay. Chelsea Farrell Paul, go on.
Just one thing. Like, I'm looking at the government website, gov.ie, and it outlines exactly what we have covered this morning. And that is not what the CMO said yesterday in terms of travel for unvaccinated people. So I think it is time the government took control of this. This is an EU initiative across all 27 member states, approved by all 27 member states, and we're not going to any other website other than gov.ie to get our information.
Yeah, I know, that is where we get our information, but the chief medical officer, a scientist who is synthesizing the views of many, many other scientists, has to be free to say what he thinks is the best scientific advice. Government can choose to follow it or not follow it, but you're not suggesting here, are you, that the CMO shouldn't have said what he said?
100% the CMO and anybody else is entitled to their opinion. But we also have a government, an elected government.
Yeah, I know, but and we his opinion on these things is perhaps a little bit more informed than yours and mine.
I have to defer to him. I'm no medic.
All right. We'll leave it there then. Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go, President of the Irish Travel Agents Association, and Chelsea Farrell, current Miss Ireland. Thank you very much. Now, Marie and Dermot with your gardening queries after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.